regardless of where you are now, or where you're going, or where you've been, I want you to take the next few moments to slow down. Know that God made you, and He loves you. Before you hear God's word today, simply ask God to give you a teachable heart and ears to hear what He has for you.
Acts chapter 12. About that time, King Herod cruelly attacked some who belonged to the church, and he killed James, John's brother, with the sword. When he saw that it pleased the Jews, he proceeded to arrest Peter too, during the days of the unleavened bread. After the arrest, he put him in prison and assigned four squads of four soldiers each to guard him, intending to bring him out over to the people after the Passover. So Peter was kept in prison, but prayer was being made earnestly to God for him by the church. On the night before Herod was to bring him out for execution, Peter, bound with two chains, was sleeping between two soldiers, while the sentries in front of the door guarded the prison. Suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared, and a light shone in the cell. Striking Peter on the side, he woke him up and said, "Quick, get up." The chains fell off his wrist. "Get dressed," the angel told him, "and put on your sandals." And he did so. "Wrap your cloak around you," he told him, "and follow me." So he went out and followed, and he did not know that what took place through the angel was real, but thought he was seeing a vision. After they passed the first and second guard posts, they came to the iron gate that leads into the city, which opened to them by itself. They went outside and passed one street, and immediately the angel left him. Then Peter came to himself, and he said, "Now I know for certain that the Lord has sent his angel and rescued me from Herod's grasp, and from all that the Jewish people expected." When he realized this, he went to the house of Mary, the mother of John Mark, where they had been assembling and were praying. He knocked on the door in the gateway, and a servant named Rhoda came to answer. She recognized Peter's voice, and because of her joy, she did not open the gate, but ran in and announced that Peter was standing at the gateway. "You're crazy," they told her, but she kept insisting that it was true. Then they said, "It's his angel." Peter, however, kept on knocking, and when they opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. Motioning to them with his hand to be silent, he explained to them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison. "Report these things to James and the brothers," he said. Then he departed and went to a different place. At midnight, there was a great commotion among the soldiers as to what could have become of Peter. After Herod had searched and did not find him, he interrogated the guards and ordered their execution. Then Herod went down from Judea to Caesarea and stayed there. He had been very angry with the Tyrians and the Sidonians. Together they presented themselves before him. They went over Blastus, who was in charge of the king's bedroom, and through him they asked for peace, because their country was supplied with food from the king's country. So on an appointed day, dressed in royal robes and seated on his throne, Herod delivered a public address to them. The assembled people began to shout, "It's the voice of a god and not of man." At once an angel of the Lord struck him because he did not give glory to God, and he became infested with worms and died. Then God's message flourished and multiplied, and they had completed their relief mission. Barnabas and Saul returned to Jerusalem, taking along John, who is also called Mark. Mark 10:35-40. Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, approached him and said, "Teacher, we want you to do something for us if we ask you." "What do you want me to do for you?" he asked them. They answered him, "Allow us to sit at your right and at your left in your glory." But Jesus said to them, "You don't know what you're asking. Are you able to drink the cup I drink or to be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with?" "We are able," they told him. Jesus said to them, "You will drink the cup I drink, and you will be baptized with the baptism I baptized with. But to sit at my right or my left is not mine to give. Instead, it is for those it has been prepared for." Isaiah 42:8. "I am Yahweh, that is my name. I will not give my glory to another or my praise to idols.
So take the next few minutes to respond to God by praying, journaling, or sitting silently with Him. Know that no matter what comes next today, you've spent time hearing from the God who created all things, and He sent His Son to rescue His people.